This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The driving force in this election, beyond candidates and campaigns and parties, has been money. Money from super PACs and outside groups that has fundamentally changed the calculation on political spending. Hundreds of millions of dollars has been poured into campaign and issues ads. And now that the campaign is over, you'd be justified in thinking all those groups would just kind of go away. You'd also be wrong. From Washington Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
Super PACs and other outside political groups are here to stay, and so are the ads they run, like these, concerning issues on the ballot today in Maryland and California.
Baltimore casino that would create jobs. It's an empty lot.
Let's talk about education.
But now these groups will be talking about post-election stuff. Jonathan Collegio is the spokesman for the American Crossroads Super PAC and its sister nonprofit, Crossroads GPS. Both groups support conservative causes and together have spent nearly $180 million this election season, according to the Sunlight Foundation. Collegio ticks off a list of issues Crossroads cares about.
Energy independence, tackling the debt, making sure that we have a flatter, fairer tax system, healthcare.
I met Collegio at Crossroads Washington headquarters. There's nothing temporary about it. He has a nice office, two computer screens to peer at, Tums and Tylenol within easy reach. Collegio says Crossroads will watch what the lame duck Congress does after the election, especially on the looming fiscal cliff of automatic tax increases and spending cuts. Collegio says Crossroads could start running anti-tax ads later this month.
It could be that soon, amazingly.
Are you tired?
I have a six-week-old at home, so that makes me even more tired than you might imagine.
The American Crossroads Super PAC isn't a baby anymore. It's 2 years old now. In true toddler fashion, it's exploring the limits of its power. Collegio says American Crossroads will lobby. If Mitt Romney wins the election, it'll help promote his agenda. It'll work with Republicans on Capitol Hill. For their part, Super PAC supporting Democrats will push their party's agenda. But the Super PAC's superpowers are troubling for some.
Once this genie's out of the bottle, it's hard to put it back.
Campaign finance lawyer Trevor Potter was general counsel for John McCain in the 2008 election. He worries that outside political groups will use their power to set up meetings for wealthy donors at the White House or on Capitol Hill.
Essentially, the selling of access and the opportunity to argue a position for money.
Collegio says American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS won't do that. But campaign finance reformers are concerned. Bill Allison is editorial director at the Sunlight Foundation. He says there is one check on the Super PAC's superpowers, you.
With so much money moving through the system, you're going to find those kinds of political scandals that get the American public really engaged again and angry, and that's when you get reform.
Or at least proposals for reform in Congress, which the Super PACs could lobby against. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.